Once upon a time, in the magical land of Equestria, there were two regal sisters who ruled together and created harmony for all the land. The younger sister became resentful. A bitterness in the young one's heart had transformed her into a wicked mare of darkness, Nightmare Moon. She vowed that she would shroud the land in eternal night. Reluctantly, the elder sister harnessed the most powerful magic known to Ponyhem, the Elements of Harmony.
I know I've heard of those before. Take a note, please, to the princess. Something really bad is about to happen.
My dearest, most faithful student, Twilight. Meet some friends.
Oh. I'm Applejack, your Rainbow Dash. Me, one and only. Why, Rarity, are a talent.
I'm Fluttershy.
Hi, I'm Twinkie Pie, and I threw this party just for you. And I know who you are. You're the Mare of the Moon, Nightmare Moon. Nighttime forever?
Magnificent capital city of Canterlot on the 21st day of... Look! Two tickets!
Do you have any idea how much business I could drum up for Sweet Athletus?
This could be my one chance to show him my stats! I've always, always, always wanted to go! It's where I truly belong. The wondrous private gated garden that surrounds the dance. This calls for extreme measures! trip me up. I was the one who set up all those sweet pranks at this party. So I guess I'm Queen Lamo. This is not how I thought my old friends would treat my new friends. If being cool is all you care about, maybe you should go find some new cool friends someplace else.
Haven't you heard? There is a new unicorn in town!
Being talented, is there?
Well, well, well. It seems we have some naysayers in the audience. The great and powerful Trix vanquished the Ursa Major and sent it back to its cave, deep within the ever-free forest. I just made the whole story up to make it look better.
Is that what I think it is?
Majorly.
Heavens to Betsy! We knew you had ability, but not that much.
I'm sorry. Please, please don't hate me.
Hate you?
Why, whatever do you mean, darling?
I was so afraid of being thought of as a show-off that I was hiding a part of who I am.
Smoke is spreading over all of Equestria. It's coming from a dragon.
Dragon?
We need to encourage him to take a nap somewhere else.
Let's go!
Let's not.
Your way with wild animals will surely come in handy.
I'm scared of dragons.
Spike is a dragon. You're not scared of him.
Yes, because he's not a huge, gigantic, terrifying, enormous, teeth-gnashing, sharp-scale-having, horn-wearing, smoke-snoring, could-eat-a-pony in one bite, totally all-grown-up dragon.
So much for persuading him.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Listen here, mister. Just because you're big doesn't mean you get to be a bully. You may have huge teeth and sharp tail, but you do not hurt my friend. What do you have to say for yourself?
No need to cry. You're not a bad dragon. You just made a bad decision.
Never lose faith in your friends. They can be an amazing source of strength and can help you overcome even your greatest fears.
They accidentally skipped a scheduled sprinkle last week, so we need a doozy of a downpour to make up for it is all.
I'd prefer not to get my hooves muddy.
Gah, there is just no pleasing you, is there?
Come inside, girls, quick!
We'll have a slumber party!
I can't possibly stay here all night with Applejack.
If I gotta spend one more second with that fuss budget rarity today, I can't be held responsible for what I'm gonna do.
Some pony could stand to pay a little more attention to detail.
Some pony ought to quit with her fussing so the rest of us can get things done.
Both of you, you've ruined my very first slumber party. I mean, is there anything else that could possibly go wrong?
Your help. Let's do this. Sorry for being such a pain in the patootie.
Oh no, I'm sure I was much worse.
I declare my first slumber party a success.
What? Where is every pony?
Twilight!
Did you see Zecora?
What are you all doing here in the dark?
We're hiding from her.
She's mysterious, sinister, and spooky.
She lives in the Everfree Forest.
But how is any of this bad? She's a zebra.
She's an evil enchantress, and she does evil dances.
Hey, where's Apple Bloom?
Beware!
I don't want to talk about it.
Scary looking masks, confusing incantations, and a great big bubbling cauldron?
wrap up winter and bring in spring.
Every pony belongs to a team. What should I do? Where should I go? All this winter wrap-up stuff is a lot harder than it looks.
Right, because we're so magic. Why don't you just use magic toilet and get it done the right way?
No, Spike. I have to do it the traditional way.
Think of how much quicker they can wrap up winter with your magic.
No, no, no! I'm gonna find some other way that I can help out.
If only we could be more organized.
Spike, get my checklist and clipboard. I'm just the pony for the job.
I can't believe it. Spring is here.
We all have new talents. And if we're patient and diligent, we're sure to find them.
Today, we are going to be talking about cutie marks.
I just got mine. We all have them already. Almost all of us have them already.
Flank! Flank!
A cutie mark appears on a pony's flank when he or she finds that certain something that makes them different from every other pony. Discovering what makes you unique isn't something that happens overnight. And no amount of hoping, wishing, or faking will make a cutie mark appear before it's time.
I want one right now!
Can you imagine how embarrassing it must be to be not special?
I don't even want to, like, think about it.
You got a problem with Blank Blank?
She's, like, totally not special.
No, maybe she's full of potential.
We are friends, right? How could we not be?
Sometimes the thing you think will cause you to lose friends and feel left out
actually be the thing that helps you make your closest friends.
I challenge you to an Iron Pony competition.